Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Identify your question and call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Now, with regards to that ceramic, quote-unquote, I don't think it's ceramic, collectible that Oiler Man gave us to Dish. Mm-hmm. So eBetsy posted that that is definitely a Heritage Mint item. It's made by the Heritage, or made by the brand Heritage Mint. So that has to be in the title.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, that I had looked it up and it looked like it was one of their collections.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should definitely be in the title because a lot of people are looking for that. It's big. Griff, we have a listing Dish to do.
Yeah.
With Matt in Cedar Woolley, Washington. But before we go to Matt, Matt, you're on the line with us, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. Could you hold on just a second more for us? We do.
Sure.
We would appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay, we want to go to Deborah's sister.
Okay.
Janice is on the line.
Hi, Janice.
Hi there. My sister did a great job.
So how come you're not helping your sister? What is going on here?
Because I'm going to tell you exactly why. I haven't sold anything for like 5 or 6 years. Things got very complicated for me. I actually joined Janelle Elm's group.
Oh, yeah.
And then it got even more complicated for me.
Oh.
And it became very scary. It wasn't that simple. I have a great book. There were now requirements to for feedback, and it got to be too much. And I know right now, I can tell you the reason Debbie is afraid is because I scared the heck out of her.
Oh, you
Janice.
Naughty person.
I did.
Oh, Janice.
I did.
Need to be afraid, Debbie. You're going to be just fine.
I think it got simpler.
I have at least 400 times more stuff than Deborah has to sell, and I'm still sitting on it because I don't know how to do eBay anymore.
Griff, you got to let me talk. I got to say something here.
I just left you a huge space.
I got to say this.
Yeah.
Janice, I didn't list for over a year, all right? I listed like 50 items a year and a half ago, and then I stopped listing for reasons.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm too busy. And I have full-time jobs, right? So I just started listing again. It got simpler, Janice.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. The new listing form? So simple. Even the last one that I used was simple. If you go step by step on that listing form, it is much easier than it used to be. Griff, you have to agree with me on this.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you.
It is so much easier.
And the thing for me that got easy was the mobile app. So now selling on the mobile app makes it really easy.
I believe you because you were one of the first folks I connected with way back on your radio show 8 years ago, and
oh, yeah.
Helped me.
We'd like to give you a challenge.
Yeah, we're good
okay.
at this.
Okay,
we don't do anything, but we want to give you a challenge.
Here's a challenge, Jan.
Got it.
I'd like you to list 3 items.
Okay.
All right.
And using the flow now and what's going on now, and she may not have the brand new listing form, though, will she, Griff? Because
oh no, she may.
I do.
It depends.
Yeah.
Email me if you don't have it, because you've been gone for a while, at griff@ebay.com, and I'll see if I can get you added in.
All right.
So Janice, sell 3 items.
I will.
You'll be so excited. It's so much easier than it used to be, and then you'll be able to help your sister. And of course, we're going to help Deborah too. So. Don't worry about
Absolutely.
That.
She's really business-minded. She's great, which is why I feel like I can't be helpful to her.
Well, you're
Thank
going to,
you. You guys are a joy and a delight.
Let us know after you list your first 3. We're waiting. I just made a note on it. And we're
going to watch for
we're
it.
Gonna, yes, we're going to watch for it.
No, that will probably buy it for you. It'll be a pity purchase. No,
yes.
It'll be for real.
All right.
Okay, Janice.
Thank you guys.
3
Thank
items.
You.
We're waiting.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you.
So she's the one, she admitted it. She's the one who scared her sister.
Oh, poor Poor Debbie. Janice is scaring Debbie.
And Debbie's got a whole house full of stuff to sell, and she's scared. Okay.
And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my listings.
And Lord help the mister who comes between... Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. That was the next line. Loved that. Loved that whole bit in that movie. Matt in Cedar Woolley is back with us. Matt, sorry I hung up on you by mistake there.
Can you believe how rude she is?
He's known on eBay as Matt Becca, M-A-T-T-B-E-C-C-A.
Yeah.
And this is not a listing dish, but we have to look at this.
I wasn't calling in for a dish, but you can if you like. This is just a problem I've been having for a little while now.
What I have going on
is that once the manufacturer part numbers became a required field, then my listings were being put into the wrong categories. And the one I gave as an example, I'll show you. I sell lawnmower and chainsaw parts, and I have tons of listings in the gold and silver and platinum bullion and coin categories.
All right, let me give out this item number.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2819.
Oh, I see.
5564-9180. That's 2819-5564-9180.
And I spent a couple months writing the eBay Facebook page for this, but I thought I'd call Griff because he can fix everything.
Yes, he can.
But what goes on, any time I have an item that has a small part number, like these have 5-digit part numbers, they always go to the wrong category. If I'm in Honda parts that have 15 digits with 2 dashes and a couple of letters, they never end up there. And even if I revise the item, it goes right back unless I change that part number to does not apply. That's the only way I can move it back to its right category.
So this should have been into which category?
Not coins
this
and paper should have
been,
money.
This would have been in lawnmower parts and accessories.
In under motors, right?
Lawnmowers are home and garden.
Oh, home and garden. Sorry. Right. Okay. So here's what I have to do with this. My advice, because this is not in the parts and accessories category, is I would, for now, when this happens, I'm going to use this as an example. I'm going to, can I ask you not to change this one right away? Because I need to send it to someone to take a look at. I would start putting in does not apply for the part number.
Can even, if you go into my store and type in the word gold, you'll bring up dozens of things. And you put in silver, you'll bring up dozens of things.
Right.
And
Having it in the right category is more important than the model number.
Okay.
Or the part number.
For me, everything sells off of part numbers. That's what matters.
Oh, geez. Then maybe it doesn't matter that it's in that category for now because people are finding it.
It doesn't matter to me. It's still going to sell.
Oh, God, his detailed item info says it's a coin, Griff.
No, I know that. And I can tell you exactly what's happening. There's something about that part number that's pushing this, or the shape.
Yep. And it's always on those simple part numbers. The 5-digit part numbers are the ones that always end up there.
I have to send this to somebody. I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
In fact, you can help me with this. Because I'm not really set up for customer support. But if you send me an email with a detailed summary of what's happening and use this listing, then I can forward it to the right person.
Okay. And that's just Griff at eBay?
Yeah, griff@ebay.com.
Okay. I will do that.
We thank you. And thank you for being so patient, Matt.
All right. Thank you.
See you later. So eBetsy's here with some breaking news. Hi, Betsy. What's the news?
Well, Lee, I have some very exciting breaking news.
Yeah.
I just got a USPS Click and Ship notification that a certain package is speeding your way via 2-day priority mail. Can you imagine what might be in it?
Yes, something for us to autograph.
Exactly. And I thought you would want to know right
now. Oh, our dish towels are in, Griff. Are they coming?
Oh, the dishing listing towels.
Game. Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Suitable for hanging or for getting all greasy and dirty and then donating to Goodwill.
No.
Oh, okay.
We're hoping that they then take pictures of it framed in their office. That's what we're in their eBay space.
Or a loincloth.
That'll work.
Or as in Japan, they're called fundoshi.
I don't know if any of you ever.
You want to see how fun they are? Go Google fundoshi.
I don't know how many of you watch Survivor, but they have those little headbands, I call them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And some of the women are so little and skinny that they wear them as a top.
Isn't that something?
And I say, oh, my God.
Oh, that's something.
That's the woman who wears a size zero dress, I think.
Yeah, or no, size negative three.
Yeah, oh, the. Right. Oh, yeah.
She's actually, it's a miracle of physics because she actually has negative space.
Yes, right. She's not really there.
I was wondering what's up with that size zero.
So, Betsy, that's exciting. So is it coming to my house?
They are coming to your house, and they are speeding their way cross-country from Florida.
Okay, I'm going to sign them and then send it to Griff.
Sounds great.
He can sign it, and then if we have one, you can send it out, Griff, or would you rather do it the other way?
No, once I have them, I'll send them out. It's
okay,
easier.
Okay, great. Yeah. It's just going to be a dish towel. You can put it in a poly whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Betsy.
A PVC envelope.
Thank you, Betsy.
Thanks, Bets.
Thank you.
Good news. So, Griff, tell us what you think is happening, or is it too complicated as to why he's reverting back to his coins and paper money instead?
I'm not absolutely sure, but I suspect it is the model number is somehow pulling. It's probably cross-referenced to a coin, and that's the problem. So the product identifier team needs to know about this ASAP.
Yeah.
So they can make some sort of fix here.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Give us a call.
And this segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. It's never too late to give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, and we love to hear you at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition, and we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com, the new way to buy liquidation goods.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. It's never too late to give us a call at 888-723-4630.
And let's go right to the phones, shall we?
Shall we?
Okay. Oh, can't go to the phones yet because it's not up there yet. She's still typing. I jumped the gun a little bit.
As you are wont to do.
Yes, I am. Our telephone number again is 888-723-4630 or 888-RADIO-30. Charmin in Birmingham, Alabama, Top Floor Finds is her name on eBay. Hey, Charmin, what's your question or comment?
Well, I wasn't going to call, but I listened to Deborah, and it hit me. I was in exactly the same situation she was almost exactly this time last year. So I hope she's still listening, because I know how much weight I put in everything both of you say, and Griff being with eBay since the beginning. But I think it's really important to hear from somebody who is in exactly the same position she is in now. I was in a year ago. And I've actually, when I started eBay, I had two part-time jobs. One was an attorney I used to work for. He moved to Italy, and I just kind of do some things here for him. And then for one of the local hospitals. About 3 or 4 months ago, the hospital job started to dry up. And last month, we're about to close our last estate with this attorney, and I am giving myself April and May to see if I can take eBay full time. It's been that good. And mine is mostly one-offs. And there's a lot of extra steps when you're having to do it that way, but it is wonderful, exciting, and one of the easiest things I've ever done. And I'm 61 and been working since I was 18. So I just wanted to encourage Deborah, and that's why I called in.
Well,
so,
thank you, Charmin. That's exactly the kind of call we love.
And it is, you know, when you're selling one-offs, I'm doing the same thing. It is a little more time, a few more extra minutes, but it's well worth it when you hear the ka-ching, isn't it?
It is. If you start backing up callers, let me know. But I just wanted to tell Deborah, the first thing I did, I really started this to sell my mother's, all her vintage stuff. We traveled the world. She had boutiques in Dallas. She passed about 14 years ago. Most of her stuff was in my attic, and I just thought that's a tragedy because it's nice stuff. So I really started it to sell her stuff, but I just couldn't bear to pull something out, and I didn't know. You know, it has to be researched and yada, yada. So I just looked around my house, and I said, I'm just going to sell something. And I actually smocked. I raised all boys, but I've had 7 grandgirls in a row. So I started smocking, and I had string, extra string, the floss, you know, those little bundles of floss. And I had about 20 or 30 extra skeins of them. That's not a lot of string, by the way. It fit in a gallon bag, and it wasn't stuffed. So I took it out, and I arranged it, and I took a picture of it. And it was pretty because it was all the colors, you know. It sold for $24. And when I heard the ka-ching the first time, I mean, it is addictive. And it's a high better than most. But it was string. I mean, it was just like, and a lot of it people had given me. So that's how I got started, was kind of practicing on things that I thought I'll never use. But I mean, I now feel like you really, if you can think, I'm kind of a personal shopper to the world, in a sense, is how I think of it, because people everywhere are looking for stuff. And in a lot of cases, they may not be able to get to a mall. I mean, I've had people in the outback in Alaska. I had a guy in Hawaii wanted to buy some Hanes stockings for his wife that are probably $20 a pack in Hawaii. And, you know, I'll sell them for $6 a pack. And he loaded up on hang stockings, you know, that I actually, they were my mother's, but I see those all the time at good prices in the thrift stores now because people aren't wearing stockings as much. But then you have to think, in some parts of the world and even in our country, they're very expensive. So there's really a market for almost everything. And the trial and error, especially doing one-offs, is, you know, a lot of my stuff from our travels around the world is not marked or it has very obscure marks. So I'm waiting for WorthPoint to come out with their image recognition. And that is going to change my life. So if Deborah has anything that has these marks that are not easy to identify, I mean, I'm dying for that to come online. I've done WorthPoint a couple of times. I'll take it for a month or two and really use it and then drop it and then come back 3 months later and do it another month because it really doesn't pay right now. My sales don't justify doing it every month.
I'm talking to Will Seipel, of the owner of WorthPoint, this week again, and I'm going to mention some things to him about that.
Because
you know, they have a one-week trial. I think it's seven lookup or something like that. And you may not need seven lookups that week. So I'm going to talk to him about that. We've heard that a lot. But, you know, Charmin, I think one of the things that I hear in your voice and what you're saying also is that it's a wonderful feeling to be on your own and not have to work for somebody.
Yeah. I've worked for other people all my life, mainly lawyers for about 35 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then I had reasons to lose. We were the lovers, not the fighters. I never went in the courtroom. So we did a lot of mediation, a lot of estate planning and things like that. So we tried to, I tried to find attorneys who said, you don't want to give it to the attorney. You know, you don't want to fight over every last penny and not have any left for you. So that's how I stayed with it, because I found great people to work with all over the country. But after 35 years, it just wasn't using my people skills enough, and I wanted to be more face-to-face with people. One thing about the legal aspect, though, is I don't mind the writing at all or the research, whereas photos are where I, if I could list twice or three times more a day if I didn't just have this thing about the photos.
Griff, and yeah, photos are gorgeous.
Listen to Griff. Listen to Lee.
These photos are beautiful.
From eBay. I mean, Lee's a great cheerleader, and she's very knowledgeable, and she's selling. But Griff's been, I think, you were the first CSR with eBay. He has seen every change. He's done it himself. He has the background with antiques. I quit worrying about feedback after basically almost 10 minutes because I'd find something kind of like something I had to sell, and I'd go in and I wouldn't just look at their pictures and what they were selling it for. I'd start reading the descriptions, and it was so off-putting. Even when I didn't know what I was doing, the negativity that was coming out in a passive-aggressive way, and I think people maybe didn't even realize they were doing that, but just listen to Griffin Lee every chance you get, because you can't pay for that education. And I think that now, would I have maybe a year ago invested in a tutor or a mentor? But I think the best way is, I'm a hands-on person, and I learn best by my mistakes. I only had to make one big shipping mistake to where you think, I'm gonna invest that extra 4 or 5 minutes on the front side to make sure I don't take a bath on this. Because I did take a bath on something. And what happens is, I heard that first ka-ching, and then I just, like, I'm thinking, I want to list fast, because that's the fun part. But if you don't do your homework up front, you know, it's kind of like the hangover the next morning. I mean, it's awful. you know, you honor it, but you learn, hopefully. And if you don't, you're not going to be selling on eBay very long because, you know, you can't afford to do that. But, and I'll just, because there may be people stacking up. One thing I would say, really not just to Deborah, but to anybody, you kind of do have to learn to manage that time. And you have favorite, everybody has favorite aspects they do. And just like in any job, there's the 80% you really like and the 20%, you, whether it's filing, if you're in an office that you just put off. So the best tip, I think, is the one that know what you're going to, what you're going to send something in, and once again, know what it weighs. And I'm to the point now where, and I just started doing this year because I kept things in bins and organized. So I've never lost anything. But now if I list something, I pack it right then. I don't seal the box because I want to put a personal note down in it. But I, if I list five things, you know, a day, and sometimes it takes a day because of all this one-off and extra research, but I go ahead, I pack it. I get the tissue. I ordered. I think everybody uses recycled stuff at first because you can't afford to go out and stock up on everything. But you really learn how reasonable the new clean stuff is on eBay. So I bought 480 sheets of new white, and it's so lovely to wrap things in that. Yeah. And I get them wrapped up, and I get them in my box, and I seal it. And another thing, if you do that, you kind of spread out the purchase of all those supplies.
Charmin, we got to go. We're at the end of our segment.
Okay.
Thank you for your
call. Charmin, call us again, please.
This segment was brought to you by BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. From your hub to ours, we're expecting your call at 888-RADIO-30 here on eBay Radio's Ask Rick and Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick Start and End Dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the Sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBayRadio to check us out. And check us out.